26 before the hour. Good morning. It's Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. He has risen, alleluia, on this Monday, the Monday after Easter. This is Easter Monday here on Morning Air. And you know, when you go back and you just replay your life, you know the difficult times in your life when you were carrying crosses and you think back, wow, I was so blind when I was carrying the cross. I seemed to have been in a fog, but you look back and you see how God brought you through that. And you also see the blessings that you have gotten from those times when you've carried a cross in your life. Well, now you and I are going through this cross of the COVID-19 pandemic. While we may not have the actual virus, everything that's around us has created a cross for us in some way, shape, or form. So out of these very difficult times, how does Jesus bring good? Emily Jaminet will join us in this conversation now. She's a Catholic author and speaker and a wife and a mom of seven. And her latest book is Pray Fully, Simple Steps for Becoming a Woman of Prayer. Emily joins us from Columbus, Ohio. Emily, good morning and happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you and good morning. Just what a unique Easter we had yesterday, not being able to go to Mass, but instead we did watch the live stream of my brother, who's a Catholic priest, say Mass at his parish. So lots of different memories were built yesterday, but it was a beautiful day. And as we can really pause, this is a season of joy and celebration, but also reflection, as many things are different than they were, you know, even the last time we spoke over a month ago.
With a big family, seven children, how did you do Easter dinner? Was it on Zoom? Were you all 6 feet apart? How did that happen?
Well, we, right after the news of shelter in place, we had the college kids come home. So we've had seven children here, 20 to 4, for the last month. So there's been a lot of adjustments. My husband working from home. And so yesterday was just the reminder of the gift of having everybody here. We had two meals, a brunch. We've straight watched the Mass before, and then a formal dinner. So it was... You know, we weren't driving, we weren't seeing relatives, we weren't doing the things we typically do, so we definitely had a joyful day of being home.
How have you seen God in each other as a result?
Well, that's such a great question. There's some, you know, I love the morning offering when you focus on giving God your joys and your sorrows, and I think that's the reality for many of us. There's a lot of joy that can come in this season of you know, difference and difficulties, but there's also, that sorrow being what wasn't there, if it was employment, if it was the having, you know, to adjust to everyone being home, but there's also a lot of joy. And I think that's just so timing that we are now in the Easter season and we can say the word alleluia. We can really turn to the joy of our faith and know that the Lord wants to pull us out of that whatever that difficulty we're going through and really carry us and walk with us as our friend.
Emily Jaminet with us this morning on Morning Air, talking about how Jesus brings good out of our difficulties. Earlier, we had a homily highlight from Bishop Thomas Tobin, who was preaching at the Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul in Providence, and he said, this Easter, we are all people of hope. We are people of hope. How has your family become a family of hope, and how do we become that person of hope, Emily?
Well, I think hope is essential right now. We need to have our eyes on knowing that this too will also pass, and that real hope is knowing that Jesus, you know, that we long to be a Jesus in heaven. That's our ultimate goal. And hope is something that we have to, I like to say, we have to breathe it. We have to share it with others, that encouragement and that reminder. So often in our family life, and right now with the shelter in place, we're really kind of locked into our living quarters. And that can cause, if we're listening only to the news, if we're, you know, just cleaning and cooking, it can be a little bit overwhelming. So I think that's where we need to dive into the scriptures and be renewed. And I love 1 Peter 3:14-15. Always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for the reason of your hope. So, you know, what do you post on your Facebook page? Is it all about the gloom and doom? Or, you know, can you find things in which remind you of the Lord's resurrection and that we will be brought out of this COVID-19 and that our goal is heaven?
Do you see this as carrying across? Does your family see this as carrying across during this pandemic where we have to shelter in place?
You know what? I do see this as carrying across. And I think that talking about the struggles with your, with, you know, acknowledging these struggles is really, really important. You know, for many of us, we've had wage reductions. We're going through the process of unemployment. There's a real pause in our life. And I think that this is an opportunity to acknowledge what it feels like to carry the cross. And yet there is joy. You know, this Easter, I think back to, we ate Easter dinner, you know, what was really in our house. And luckily, I did have a ham and we had some vegetables. But, you know, the Easter baskets had some candy, but it wasn't to the detail that maybe in past years I've thought about as I'd run in and out of stores. So it's an opportunity to see, to have the hope, and also to acknowledge the difficulty. So by doing that, we really need to be grounded in our own prayer life. We need to create a place of prayer. We need to have a real understanding that prayer is what's going to guide us through this and give us definitely the strength and the hope of knowing that, that this too will pass.
Emily Jamina joining us this morning from Columbus, Ohio, and we're talking about how Jesus brings the good out of our difficulties. And you know, with the difficulties in your life and the collective difficulty that we're all living right now with the COVID-19 pandemic, and how do you see Jesus bringing the good out of the difficulties that you're living through right now? 888-914-9149. I'd like to hear your stories this morning on the Catholic Order of Forrester studio line. How has Jesus brought the good out of the difficulties that you are facing or have faced in your life? 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. How do you define gratitude in the midst of this pandemic that we're living through, Emily?
Well, gratitude is just so important to have that sense of, you know, really be grateful for everything God's given you. And the little piece of advice that I was raised with and I pass on to your listeners is, you know, life is an attitude. You better pick a good one. So I recommend the first thing you pick is having a grateful disposition. It's really about being thankful of your mind and in your heart. And it's something that requires some training and even the training of your loved ones. So, you know, what are the things you can be grateful on this day? And for many of us, you know, it's a total shift as our world has changed so much. And one of the things, if we just only listen to secular news, you know, we can be a little overwhelmed by what's going on. But I was looking the other day that Lifeway Christian Resources said that they saw an increase of over 62% in their religious books. You know, so I heard that the Bibles were you know, really on up sale, and more people are buying Bibles and, you know, religious books. I see yesterday was the greatest day for a ministry I work with, welcomeisheart.com. You know, we had our highest ever clicks. So I see that, you know, we need to be grateful and we need to see, you know, what is God doing here? What are some good things? And lastly, I'll say, you know, when I look through my Facebook page or Instagram, you know, families are eating together. They're spending time together. They're really getting to know each other, not just my family, but all across the country. This is an opportunity to hit the pause button on life.
That's a good point, because when we look at the fact that we're all together now, as we're in one place, sheltering at home, we really do have an opportunity to rediscover family and also to remind ourselves, Emily Jamina, that you and I are living and our kids are living through history right now. This is a moment that we'll talk about for the rest of our lives and that your kids will talk about for the rest of their lives as well. So if you bring a faith component into it, a little Bible study or something else that's fun and faithful, think about the foundation that you're putting in your children and your grandchildren.
Absolutely. I think I just encourage everyone to pray with the people that you live with. You know, if you are, you know, at home with your children, if you, you know, if you're living alone, you know, pick up the phone, call and pray with your children or, you know, someone from the parish. But we really need to, you know, develop those deep wells of prayer. And when we are praying, you know, our goal is to have our will be like the Father, like God the Father's will. So conforming of that comes through prayer. So it's so, so important that our gratitude doesn't come just, you know, looking towards the material things in our life, but really having the prayer life so we can see that what God's doing here, because he always brings good out of anything that might even appear to not be good at first.
And as you mentioned, you've got the seven kids back at home, all together under the same roof. You're working from home. Your husband's working from home. So that's, I'm sure, creating some new stories and some new fun activities. Or now that you're all together and not in a lot of different locations or directions, you can create some new fun family activities.
You know what? You're really right. Building strong family roots and memories is something that I really challenge everyone to do, because this is a moment in time. So what can you do if it's my kids picked up tennis rackets and they've been hitting the tennis ball every day across the court, and they're getting better at playing tennis? You know, others are, you know, playing on the piano and, you know, learning how to play the piano on YouTube. You know, we've been playing kickball. We've been going for daily walks. It's as like our neighborhood has come alive with other families and individuals walking. So, you know, what can you do? Can you chalk a message of encouragement on your driveway? Put a light in your window as a reminder of the hope of Christ in your life. These small little gestures can make such a difference, not only for you, but for proclaiming our hope and our faith to others.
See, Glenn, I've been telling you, go to YouTube, learn how to play the accordion.
Haven't done that yet. Not that bored yet. But, you know, hats off to those, by the way, too, making the beautiful sidewalk chalk art. Been enjoying that on walks around the neighborhood. And the window is filled with hearts as well. But, Emily, just thinking how kids at first might be a little bored by a change in their routine. But over time, does it help us to remember that kids are resilient and they can kind of figure out with a little nudge how to amuse themselves and even flourish in a time like this?
Yes, and I think that as parents, you know, when we provide the structure for them, you know, keeping them as best as we can on a similar routine of life before shelter in place, you know, it does help with the family structure. So, you know, another thing that we've been doing a lot of is puzzles, and I see this other families doing a lot of puzzling, and I laughed. I had to call my mother and thank her for all the years she gave us puzzles at Christmas, and I used to think, we never have time to do a puzzle. When are we going to do a puzzle? And now we just finished our fourth large puzzle in the last few weeks.
Wow. Emily Jamina joining us this morning. We're talking about how Jesus brings good out of our difficulties. 888-914-9149. Patrick listening to Relevant Radio 640 in Burlington, New Jersey. Patrick, good morning. Welcome to Morning Air.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to share something with you. I'm not great with words, so I usually will go through and find some perfect, you know, Holy Spirit will touch my heart with certain words. God will never leave us empty for too long. He will replace everything we've lost. If he asks us to put something down, he wants us to pick up something greater.
That's a great point, Patrick, isn't it, Emily? And that's something. There's something that you can share with the kids. There's a talking point. There's something to talk about tonight at dinner.
Yeah, that's a beautiful. That's a beautiful quote. And this idea that, you know, what have we put down for our family? The busyness of sports and activities, and you know, for many of us, there are some big things we put down. But I keep telling the children that this is a growing season to grow bigger dreams, like you said, Patrick, to really put our will with God's will. And on the other side of this, we all will be better people. We all will appreciate our Sunday Mass. We'll appreciate our employment. My kids now appreciate school, which I can honestly say a month ago we didn't necessarily always appreciate.
Patrick, you said you're not good with words, but that was absolutely magnificent. And thank you for adding so much to the conversation this morning with Emily Jaminet. What if you live alone? Now, we're talking about your family. It's a big family with seven children. But in this particular time, when we're talking about the good that comes out of the difficulties we're living in, what if you live alone?
Well, I think that we just have to acknowledge that there's trials on both sides. And living alone is a huge trial for many individuals across the country and around the world. And first, I challenge everyone to reach out to someone who is living alone. Check in on them. Call them. You know, families, divide up who's going to call mom every single day so that she gets that phone call. And one of the things my mom told me that has brought her a lot of comfort is She, who is you know, homebound right now, is calling someone every single day. So she said, I've called everyone who sent me a Christmas card and had a meaningful conversation. I've reached out to those who I haven't talked in many, many years. But I think it's important to step outside of ourselves. Another woman shared with me that, you know, she did the enthronement to the Sacred Heart. She welcomed Jesus into her home as King, Savior, and friend. And she said, what I realized was in that moment, I no longer live alone. Jesus is with me. And I think that that's such a powerful reminder, as for many of us, if you live alone or you have a house full of children, that, you know, Jesus wants to be in our home with us in our domestic church. And I cannot just strengthen or just say enough what powerful words we all knelt and said this past Sunday and every time we streamed the Mass. You know, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. So, you know, when we say those words in our own home, we have to remember how powerful and how true they are, that our Lord is with us. You know, under our roof, he wants to be present.
There are many different crosses that we're carrying during this time of this pandemic, Emily Jaminet, and some of those are also financial with wage reductions. People have been furloughed and life has been completely different and the rug just kind of pulled out instantly from the feet of a lot of us. How do we focus on the positive? How do we focus on the hand of God in that so we become a better person after the pandemic is over?
Well, I invite all your listeners to enter into the Divine Mercy Novena, because truly only God can give us perspective, understanding, and allow us to trust what the other side's going to look like, because that's the importance of prayer. And also acknowledging the trials and tribulations of those major life-changing experiences that my family, every family, everyone's going through. And really, he's creating a window, an opportunity to hit the pause button on our schedule and move forward.
Jesus always brings the good out of our difficulties. We know in the crosses that you and I have lived, when you look back and you look at the blessings, yes, the blessings that have come out of those crosses, and blessings will come out of the crosses that we're carrying right now, both big and small in the COVID-19 pandemic. Emily Jaminet, a Catholic author, wife, mom of seven, her latest book, Pray Fully, Simple Steps for Becoming a Woman of Prayer, online at emilyjaminet.com. Emily, thank you. God bless.
Oh, God bless, and thank you.
Emily Jaminet joining us from Columbus, Ohio this morning. A reminder, next Sunday, Divine Mercy Sunday, in our Relevant Radio special Divine Mercy Sunday programming and video presentation, celebrated at 3 o'clock Central Time this Sunday across all our Relevant Radio platforms. And our Divine Mercy coverage, anchored by Drew Mariani, is sponsored by the Shrine of Christ's Passion in St. John, Indiana. More information online at shrineofchristspassion.org. Homily highlights for Easter next on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.